InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
What could be weirder than signing a bill into law that requires schools to stock tampons in boys' bathrooms? Or weirder than signing legislation allowing minors to receive sex change operations? Try electing the man who signed those bills, Vice President of the United States. Enter Chief Weirdo Tim Walz. As governor of Minnesota, Walz supported legislation that endangers minors, hurts women, and puts radical ideology ahead of common sense. Now Kamala wants Walz to enforce those laws on a national scale. Tim Walz, too weird, too radical.
That's the Republicans countering this talking point we've seen the last few weeks of Trump's weird, J.D. Vance is weird. When they are not just weirdos, the Democrats, they are evil. They are a sick cult. Now, look, I know who Tim Walz was and followed him back when he had the police stand down and let BLM and the communists and the rest of them burn down half the state. And I knew he pushed really radical, aggressive sterilization and castration of boys and sterilization of girls. But since he was the official pick yesterday, I did the deep dive on him. And this guy is a creepazoid. And let me just say this. If anybody could legally, lawfully take a look on his computers, I think you'd find some very interesting stuff. He just has that whole look to him. And he wants to target and brainwash children and take them away from their parents and sterilize them. I mean, that's worse than physically raping them, in my view. If they can recover from that, you can't really recover from having your genitals actually cut off. So this guy is beyond Tampon Tim, as he's now known for, by law, putting tampons in the boys' bathrooms. The guy is Hellraiser Tim. He wants to chop body parts off children. But then we've got his kook wife saying she loved the smell of burning buildings and burning tires and opened the windows up so she could smell it. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Trump's come out and says Biden will try to take back the nomination at the DNC after it was stolen by Kamala. I hear there's a big movement to bring back Crooked Joe. Trump has a lot of credibility. He has a lot of sources. Roger Stone's popping back in today. I'll ask him about that. I wouldn't count that out, as crazy as it sounds. I'm not saying that's going to happen. In fact, I don't believe it will, but they may certainly try, because the left are controlled by BlackRock and the big banks completely, and they're at war with the people, but they're also always fighting with each other over power continually. Harris Walz is that bad, CNBC host tells viewers, if you care about your paycheck, you go with Trump, which is true. And his co-host blamed the wrecked blue cities on Trump, and that Trump wants to, quote, destroy us. What? Unbelievable. Trump did really something big where he did not discriminate with federal stimulus money and economic zones like Democrats do, just giving it to Democrat areas. He was very, very even-handed about it. The blue cities would be even more collapsed if Trump wasn't in there for 4 years. We know that. Scott Jennings levels other CNN hosts by saying, Tim Walz is normal. Is it normal to let the biggest cities in your state burn for 4 days? Widow Minnesota deputy killed in May didn't even want Governor Tim Walz to attend her funeral. And again, they want all this lawlessness built up and ready, and all these different Democrat cities gave $10 million, $30 million, $40 million, depending on the city, to Black Lives Matter, saying police abused them during the Summer of Love in 2020. They gave them hundreds of millions of dollars, city money. That's basically the Soros group. That's who runs it. Getting them ready for what's coming during this election and during the time when President Trump is president-elect. Flashback VP Tim Walz smiles for cameras as he signs a bill that gives illegal immigrants driver's license. I mean, I'm just getting started here. This guy is a total lunatic communist. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it is now official. The UN says they are set to declare monkeypox and bird flu a global emergency. And from New York City to Los Angeles, California, they're putting up billboards and running TV ads saying time to wear the mask again, time to take all your shots. The Biden-controlled FDA that's literally run by Big Pharma has gotten emergency authorization for the bird flu mRNA poison that does absolutely nothing to protect you, obviously. It's total insanity. So it's official with just 90 days left, the most important election in world history, or technically 89 days, we'll put it on screen. They are going to try to roll out a global freakout pandemic yet again. WHO chief poised to declare international health emergency as monkeypox spreads in Africa. And they've got all the usual suspects, the different UN spokespersons saying COVID is back and is super bad. Monkeypox is here, is totally horrible. Bird flu is here, just run for the hills. Meanwhile, pharma and WHO publicly team up to create permanent pandemic market, that's a quote, for mandated experimental vaccines, which aren't even vaccines. They've changed definition. So I'm going to be getting to that, and I'm glad it's finally getting some traction. I covered this Saturday and Sunday. I thought it was a big deal. And sure, the video's got a few million views, but they should have gotten 100 million. Peter Hotez is officially a WHO CDC mouthpiece. And he came out and said, we need UN troops in NATO in America during the next lockdown. Now, we've always told you that's coming. That's what the UN treaty is about. It's what all the COVID camps are about all over the world. And we have the head of global crises response, Dr. Ryan at the UN, saying the same thing years ago. But they're really serious about this. It's not Alex Jones 30 years ago saying they've got plans to put UN troops in America. And people didn't think that would ever happen. I was going off for the State Department documents from 1962, State Department memorandum, and several other documents. And I'll pull those back up for you today. But since the early 60s, the different foundations and the federal government, the CIA, have really been promoting State Department memorandum 7277 and others. And Kissinger put out more memorandums in the early 70s saying similar things, that they would use global pandemics to bring in the one world government and put UN troops in America. It's one thing to read it in a document, but when you see the different spokespersons of the UN running around saying it means they're really going to try it. And here's the deal. Yes, COVID was man-made. Yes, it spread quickly. Yes, it was novel. Yes, they would block normal treatment for it, so you had some death. But they made it novel so that when virologists looked at it under an electron microscope, they would see a manufactured virus. And it had five viruses put together. We knew that back in February of 2020. And, of course, it all came out to be documented and accurate. That was meant to scare people because it was so obviously man-made. But then it was the shots that were innumerably worse than the actual so-called pathogen that's supposedly causing the disease. Now, because of all the injections they gave people while they were sick, any virologist will tell you up until modern the last few years, that causes insane mutations in the regular viruses and gives rise to all these new horrible viruses. And so there is all sorts of weird illness going on, all sorts of weird death going on. You have record levels of really bad colds and flus this summer. I've known a lot of people have been very, very sick, especially those that aren't, you know, taking the right supplements and things. And so there's a lot of weirdness going on. And they could very easily at any time release some really bad viruses they've got cooked up on the shelf. And it's been very obvious. I mean, going back, what, 6 months ago, bird flu hasn't jumped into humans yet, but it probably will. We need to kill all these chickens and kill all these cows all over the world, including the U.S. And then a few months ago, jumped into humans. Well, actually, it didn't. And then, well, now it is jumping in. And now we've done emergency authorization for this shot. Building it up right to the election. Now, again, in normal times, it takes decades, if not hundreds of years, for a zoological virus that, say, is in dogs or cats or pigs or cows or bats or armadillos or anything else or rats to jump into humans. And it's very rare. Sometimes it's able to replicate and can spread. But in laboratories, they're able to get this done very quickly. So for them to say 6 months ago, we need to think in the next 6 months it's going to mutate and jump into humans, that's them saying they've got nastier versions they're getting ready to release. So just because they hit us with something that was novel but wasn't that powerful and mainly killed old people, which is still terrible, don't think they won't launch something really nasty off the shelf. And Russian intelligence has gotten a lot of documents. I don't just believe Russian intelligence. I remember Obama, he was a senator going to Ukraine, setting up the bioweapon labs, and then when he was president. So Ukraine's one of the main places, not just China. And the Russians got documents, and I went and checked. A lot of these are already partially public. Large sections of them are. And the documents the Russians got 2 years ago and last year, and then again a few months ago, their head of chemical biological weapons program came out and said, we believe the West is preparing a false flag to probably be blamed on Russia and destabilize, you know, the rest of the world, and we believe they're getting ready to release a man-made virus. Well, you see all the pre-programming in the media, it does point towards that. So, coming up later in the hour, I'm going to go over all this in detail, play the Hotez clips, play Naomi Wolf responding to it. Naomi Wolf, she's been coming on the show 25 years, but she used to really not like me. But she's a real liberal, so she'd debate me. And we agreed on some things, not on others. Now she says it's an honor to come on. We need to get her back on. And then I was basically right about everything, unfortunately. Imagine her thinking we're total kooks 30 years ago, say they have a plan for UN troops in America, and now it's being announced all over the place. I mean, it's just astounding. So they've been planning this for 40, 50 years, but it's here now. And that doesn't mean they're going to pull the pandemic card, though it looks like they've, you know, you get home at 6 o'clock from school, from football practice, and mama's in the kitchen and it smells good and you're not sure what it is. You haven't asked her yet or looked in the oven, but, you know, looks like, hey, it smells like mama's making pot roast or, you know, mom's making chicken fried steak, whatever it is. You can smell the food. Well, you can smell the tyranny and smell the death. They've got it heated up. They've got it ready to serve. They got it all pre-programmed, and it looks like they're going to go ahead and go with a new pandemic. Though people aren't buying into it, so they're having big problems getting proper hysteria going, but they're trying. Then you've got the open borders, the terror attack threat, the expanding wars, the civil unrest the left admits they want to stir up, and civil war. And again, it's not me reading federal documents. Well, of course it is. Where Biden said 3 years ago, the main terror threat will be white people and conservatives. We're going to outlaw MAGA, and then all the surrogates on MSNBC and CNN saying the same thing. They're now officially coming out and saying we're going to have a civil war in America and Trump will not be put back in even if he's elected. It's not just Jamie Raskin saying that. He's one of the top minions in the system. It's a bunch of them. And so we should have a discussion, open the phones up. What do we do about the UN planning to put UN troops in America? And NATO, sorry, I forgot about that. What do we do about their open plans for worldwide martial law and force injections? Because I don't believe we should ever offensively go after any of these people. I was listening to Glenn Beck this morning driving into work, and he was saying, look, he doesn't think God will be on our side if we offensively ever do something. And I agree with that. But at a certain point, what is offense? What is defense when you're being hit with bioweapons? The borders are wide open. Your government is at war with you. And everything they do is to undermine the country, and they're targeting our children. I'm not saying or even hinting go out and be violent, because they would really play off of that, and that's what they want, because we're winning hearts and minds so fast, they can see that no matter what they do, they're out of power very soon, not just here but around the world. So they want to get the confrontation going. All I'm saying is they do a cyber outage, they release some deadly virus, they got stuff locked down, the food supplies break down, you got riots and burning crap in the streets. You better be ready to protect yourselves. And then to the people in the government and the bureaucrats that they are intending to send out to people's houses to drag them off to these emergency pandemic centers. Look, I don't have any bloodlust, and I know my listeners don't either. We don't want to fight with you, but let me just advise the FBI and the local police and the federal marshals and the military and everybody, and I don't think you even need me to tell you this. Do you think total collapse and martial law and war in the streets and trying to take people to emergency centers is a very healthy job for you? Or for the people you're trying to come grab? No, it is going to descend into all-out war. And I'm trying to stop that. But I can play you Hotez and play you Raskin and play you dozens of clips off the top of my mind just the last week with them giggling and laughing about how they're going to create a civil war in America and have a fight with the MAGA people. What? And yeah, Raskin wants to sit back while federal, state, and local forces get whipped into hysteria. It'll kick off probably first with, you know, civil unrest and racial division and then a virus. And so it'll be like, everybody do what you're told. We'll get the power back on. We'll get you the food. We'll get you the medicine. And then the globalists stage some false flags to demonize right-wingers. And then they order the FBI to go out and start grabbing everybody. And it won't be like January 6th, where we all knew we got set up and we were trying to stabilize the country. If the feds push into this next move, I can tell you most of the rank and file, Border Patrol and other federal agents, are bare minimum not going to show up. And a lot of them are actually going to show up with the people. That's guaranteed. So I would really advise Obama and the globalists and Hillary and their controllers and Raskin, know when you're beaten, okay? And just let us politically take the country back peacefully and turn the energy back on and try to stabilize inflation and try to control the border, try to take care of the military, try to take care of seniors, and try to stabilize the dollar. And you'll pretty much be left alone. Trump isn't looking to come after all you people, except that really is his duty, but knowing Trump, he won't. But I would tell you, get out of the way. Everything you touch turns to crap. Every move you make doesn't work. You couldn't even, you know, kill Trump properly. And I'm telling you, just anybody can look at this and understand that you've got a bunch of crazy lawyers like Swallowswell when he was arguing with folks online, Joe Biggs, about how we're going to confiscate your guns. Remember back during the Democrat primaries, 4.5 years ago, and they're all up there, hell yeah, we'll take your AR-15. Hell yeah, we're going to confiscate them. And Biggs said, we try to confiscate them, you know, that's going to cause 1776. And Swallowswell, the Chinese communist agent, said, well, listen, we've got nuclear weapons, so we'll beat you. And Biden has said a bunch, we've got F-15s and F-18s. You don't use F-18s to confiscate guns. You don't use nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are to take out large military forces or in a full-out exchange, major cities and industry. The cities are Democrat-run. You're going to nuke yourselves? No, it takes boots on the ground to go out and kick in doors and take those guns. And then once that kicks off, people aren't waiting in their house with the guns for you to come to them. Once it kicks off, they're going to come to you like the French Resistance on steroids. So I've looked at every angle of this. It's insane. And you've got Raskin and Hotez and Biden and Swallowswell all talking about F-18s and nuclear weapons and UN troops. I mean, let me give the globalists a newsflash. It's one thing to have a UN global treaty and have the UN be in charge of the tyranny, but it'll still come as local law enforcement if they follow the illegal orders. But you are dumb enough to put blue helmets on the ground in America? America will turn on you. Basically, 99% will turn on you. So, and again, they're talking about NATO troops with the UN in America. And that's what they're sitting around in their boardrooms talking about. These people are crazy. And again, the average senator, the average Democrat senator has been raised in a high-rise apartment, three generations. They don't know how to cook a hamburger. They don't even know how guns work. They don't know how electricity works, how gardening works. They don't know anything. Anything. I've worked in farming and ranching and everything and construction. And I know a lot about guns, and I feel unprepared. And then because I'm no expert in any of that, I'm just a generalist, but I look at the average leftist. I mean, they are extremely domesticated and stupid. But they always count on the military, the same one they just injected with poison shots and they're attacking, is going to form up and is going to march out and win a war. But that's not what they're really planning. They plan on civil unrest and break down a food chain and the supply chain and then just say, do what we say, accept the new global ID, accept the new ESG score, accept the new unified ballot sheet for the central bank digital currency, and we will fix it. They just plan on holding us hostage at a much more intense level than we saw during the whole COVID scam. So they've only got limited power in what they can do, and they know that. That's why they want to trick us into offensive action, because they know they're losing. That said, I'm not going to any FEMA camps. My family's not going to any FEMA camps. And if people came to take me to one, I would try to go out the back door and not have a confrontation. But that said, you're not taking me to one of your damn concentration camps. I'm not like the folks in World War II that loaded on the trains and did all that. Not going, not getting on the buses, not happening, not going to happen. And everybody else needs to make that decision whether you're going to go ahead and go to one of these damn places where they're going to shoot you up and kill your ass. And the average compartmentalized people running it won't even understand what's going on. And that's the thing. The compartmentalized people that they want to enforce all this, on average, do not really understand what's going on, but they are more and more, and when they do get presented with the facts, they join us. So I'm going to say it again. The local police are not your enemy. The fire department's not your enemy. The health department's not your enemy. The rank-and-file FBI is not your enemy. Not the federal marshals, any of them. But their bosses are bad guys, on average, and are our enemy, and they intend on having this confrontation, this civil war. Raskin's one of the top strategists in their meetings. It's come out. And he's up there giggling and laughing about civil war and how much fun it's going to be. Well, that's because he thinks he's going to give you orders to go start a fight with the American people who've already been totally put to the ringer. And so, you know what? If America is dumb enough to buy this crap and kill each other, we get what we deserve. But you will not defeat the New World Order killing a bunch of police and a bunch of feds. And I don't say that to kiss their ass, okay? That's why the higher-up feds won't be arrested. I say that because if there is a civil war and they successfully trigger one, they're going to go out and commit massacres and blame it on us because they don't care how many of their minions get killed. So all I'm saying is if a real civil war kicks off, it's like a video game where if you shoot the bad guys, you lose score. Well, in this video game, the cops and the feds, even if they're marching out to attack you, if you're dumb enough to engage them and dumb enough to kill them, you're giving Raskin what he wants. In this atmosphere, in a situation like this, it's people like Raskin that think that they're immune and think that he can get away with all this. And I'm not seeing harm ahead on Raskin's head. But he's the one saying he wants a civil war. If he successfully kicks one off and people are running around murdering each other on both sides like a bunch of idiots, just know who's responsible. It's him and the other scum around him. and people like Hotez, and people like Swallowswell. And when they start fearing the people, we'll have liberty. When we fear them, we have tyranny. That's Thomas Jefferson. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. This government is run by psychotic criminals that are out of control, and they've got a lot of really good people on average working under them. They're compartmentalized, and we have to get the word out to all those people and stop this before it continues to get out of hand. Because, again, I'm not the one up here talking about civil war and gunfights and food cut off and burning cities. They're the ones with all the TV shows and movies and professors and talk show hosts saying how great it's going to be, how they're going to re-educate us and all this stuff, and how there's going to be a civil war. And I'm here saying, no, 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 no. I like the electricity turning on. I like visiting my family. I like, my 7-year-old daughter going to school and picking her up from school. I like pulling into a Mexican food restaurant and eating some enchiladas. I like going for a hike in the woods. I like going out with friends on their boat. And I like living in a free country. But the nation is under attack. The borders are dissolved. There is massive human trafficking, including of children. And the people running the federal government are at war with our dollar, our border, our sovereignty, our military, with everything. And their main plan is to get a civil war going in this country. And they've said that. So they're the clear and present danger. They're the bad guys publicly plotting all this crap. They said before they stole the election 4 years ago in the New York Times had a big war game with John Podesta. They said, we're not going to accept him. We're going to have our own electors. We're going to go have our own thing in Colorado, and we're going to put Joe Biden in. That's everything they accused Trump of they were actually doing. And so they're going to do that again, except they're going to activate Black Lives Matter and the Antifa and their Islamic sleeper cells that are allied with the left. That's why Biden's been so standoffish about Iran. And they're going to blow this country up. And at that point, I'm a talk show host that saw way ahead of the curve. I'm here. We'll be taken off the air, guaranteed. And I'm just going to take care of my family. I'm going to say, hey, folks, it's your ball game now. And I say that because I want it to be clear where I stand. They take me off the air, they'll take everybody else off the air with the internet kill switch. Only government stuff will be available in their mouthpieces. And then what will they do? They'll blow up a federal building and say that, oh, the guy did it because he's a Trump supporter, an Alex Jones supporter. That is not true, and none of my supporters would ever do something like that. But that's the real issue here is once they cut the communications, then they can stage events and blame it on the good guys to try to get public opinion on their side. That's why I've got to say all this now so people remember this and see this and can underground show this clip so that people know. Because I'm already having the war game. The worst case scenarios here. Now, we've got a very good chance of getting Trump in. The globalists are badly coordinated. Everything they're doing is failing. More and more of their people in government corporations know what's going on or leaking information and not following orders. Bare minimum, just don't follow orders to attack the American people. And then the American people, just bare minimum, try to stay out of the way during a civil war, shooting random police, even if they're coming to do bad things. Just try to stay out of their way. Because it's a disaster. This whole thing is a damn disaster. All right. I'm going to get to the specifics on the UN, then into this horrible VP, and I'm going to give the number out and take your calls, and then Roger Stone is coming up, and Max Kaiser, but we'll take some calls. To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic. During the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had 5 companies making product for us. 3 of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, we we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95%, that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, again, I want this to sink in for you right now. Here on the Alex Jones Show. The UN is all over the news around the world. Our corrupt politicians are all over TV saying they want to use NATO and UN troops in a new pandemic. They're rolling out mousepox, bird flu, saying COVID's back, all this stuff right now, right in time for the election and for control around the world. They're also all over the news and in fiction, just a full push that there's going to be a civil war. You know about that. And I told you they're planning it. Now they're all over the place saying that's their plan. This is crazy. And I played you the Jamie Raskin clip last 2 days in a row. Up there just like a pig and you know what, so happy, like the cat ate the canary. Talking about how we're a bunch of dumb pawns and how they're going to have us all kill each other. That really makes me angry. Because I don't like being played. And I sure don't like seeing Americans kill each other. But this guy thinks it's funny. And they set me up on January 6th. Trump asked for 10,000 National Guard. They refused it, even though he could have overridden it. Milley threatened to resign. Then the Secret Service said, it's time for you to go to the Capitol during Trump's speech. When they'd already started the riot there, I get there, I climb up on the back of the chairs, a big, you know, stack of chairs, and I say, don't go in, don't go in. My bullhorn only went 100 yards. and thousands didn't go in. And most people agreed with me and said, thanks, Alex, we didn't know what was going on. But a few said, you're a wimp. Let's storm it. That was a small minority of people, provocateurs, people like Ray Epps. But the issue here is that it wasn't wimpy for me to get up there and try to stop people. I said, this is going to be a new Kent State. They're going to kill people, which they did. They killed four people. None of them cops. I don't want cops to die either. So this is a no-brainer that anybody that you're hanging out with or you're shooting with or that's trying to get you to talk about killing people or train offensively to go out and have some war with the federal government is a Fed. 99% chance. And the Patriot Front, all these groups trying to stir stuff up, a lot of them are useful idiots, but I guarantee you there's feds all over the place there. And just think of what they did with Governor Whitmer and the fake kidnapping plot there that came out in court in all three of the trials. That's why two of the trials, they had to let him go. They finally rigged one of them and got convictions on some of them. So that's where we are. And I can harp about this all day long because I have a real sense of dread here and a real sense of extreme frustration that it's enough to walk into one trap on January 6th. I don't want to see us all do it again. And again, we'd had so many big Trump rallies. We had two in D.C. the months before, 500,000 at both those. We had a stage set up for Trump. He was going to go speak there. And then nobody was there, no security. Secret Service wouldn't take him there. They set us up. And Trump said, go there peacefully. And they're trying to put him in prison for that. They're trying to put Tommy Robinson in prison for saying, don't be violent, be peaceful, saying he called for violence. Now the EU and the UK want to arrest Elon Musk for having free speech, and they're blaming the riots on him. No, their policies of bringing in millions of Muslims and letting them be above the law is what's triggering the anger. So we're winning this culturally, economically, politically. They needed to get us to violence. They need to get us to violence very, very quickly. And so I would suggest, and I would ask that the other talk show host and other people that I know watch this show get on the ball and start focusing on this, which is starting to happen. I heard Glenn Beck talking about this same subject this morning. I just said, let's see what Glenn's talking about. Went to 1200 OAI. Boom. Talked about it for 10 minutes. That's good. He has a giant audience. He's a smart guy. It sounds radical to say the feds are planning civil war. They're out of control. They are. And I'm going to ask the feds themselves that aren't part of the command structure, do you really want a physical war with us? Obviously you don't. This is stupid. This is idiotic. And I played this clip probably 500 times over the years. I'll just mention it. From Russia with Love, opening scene, where the head of Spectre calls in his underlings and says, look at the Siamese fighting fish. Yeah, they're brave, but on the whole, stupid. And you have the two that basically kill each other. One dies, the other's wounded. Then the smart one swoops in after he's had the two groups fight each other. And that's basically what we're facing. So it is a big deal to have Peter Hotez and others saying, let's put NATO troops during the next pandemic and the UN troops in America because we're, quote, saving lives. Here's Hotez, and then back to back, let's go to Naomi Wolf talking about it.
Fortunately, I have to give you a very long, I don't know the answer to your question answer, because it is very complicated. And quite honestly, you know, the health sector doesn't know what to do because this is now first and foremost a political problem. And what I've said to the Biden administration is the health sector can't solve this on its own. We're going to have to bring in Homeland Security, Commerce Department, Justice Department to help us understand how to do this. And I've said the same with, I met with Dr. Tedros last month in Geneva, WHO, the Director General, to say, I don't know that the World Health Organization can solve this on our own. We need the other United Nations agencies, NATO. This is a security problem because it's no longer a theoretical construct or some arcane academic exercise. 200,000 Americans died because of anti-vaccine aggression, anti-science aggression. And so this is now a lethal force that, and now I feel as a pediatric vaccine scientist, it's just as important for me to make new vaccines to save lives. The other side of saving lives is countering this anti-vaccine aggression.
And And so they're trying to militarize medical dissent. They're trying to criminalize medical dissent. And so listen to his language. And I've made this case ever since I wrote The End of America, and I looked at how democracies turn into fascist states or totalitarian states. There's always this mission creep with language where free speech turns into violence. Whether it's incitement or subversion, or in his case, he's coining some phrases that have probably been focus group tested, and there's probably a campaign with a global ad agency waiting in the works to release them, anti-science aggression and anti-vaccine aggression. Well, that makes you and me, my friend, aggressors, anti-science and anti-vaccine aggressors. So who's being aggressed? We're creating victims. He's claiming that we've killed 200,000 people through our anti-science aggression. That makes us murderers. This is a brilliant rhetorical tactic to deflect from the fact that I'm saying that they're murderers, right? That they created a mass murder through these injections. So by doing this and then bringing in, it's like a mafia type threat, bringing in the Justice Department, Department of Homeland Security, NATO, right? Multiple layers of like federal law enforcement, meta federal law enforcement, global law enforcement, the UN, right? Meta national. Well, if he can get the UN to adjudicate our anti-science aggression, that transcends our rights under the Constitution that say, have a First Amendment right, for example, that's gone if it's NATO and the UN in the power, which is what goes to Meryl Nass, right? This is what they're trying to do all along by moving health policy to a transnational context. But he's basically serving as their little bitch. I'm sorry. I try to be nice, but that man is just so...
You have trouble with that, Naomi. You have trouble being nice.
If you go back to State Department Memorandum 7277, we showed on screen earlier, they said they would use UN troops in America for civil uprisings or viruses. And then they repeated that on and on and on to my film Endgame that I made 17, 18 years ago, showing the UN documents. And then Operation Lockstep in 2010 described everything they would do. And then in 2004, George Herbert Walker Bush put it into the pandemic preparedness plan, the mask, the 6-foot social distancing, all this crap has been pre-planned. And I'm always explaining, I don't know when they're going to pull it. I don't know when they're going to do it, but they're not building emergency COVID/virus centers, giant camps in Canada and the U.S. and Mexico and the U.K. and Europe and Australia and New Zealand for no reason. It's their cover for martial law when the world financial system that's at the end of its bubble goes down. And the UN, the WF has got it all ready for the vaccine passport as the new global ID. And Australia has already officially adopted it. So have places like Italy. So this is a plan we're living through. And the good news is people aren't complying. It's not going well. They don't care. They're now saying bird flu, monkeypox, new COVID. I've got all the articles and local. I've got dozens of videos here. You want to see them? I guess I could play them. They're very obnoxious and annoying. But it's time to wear your mask again. L.A., California, New York City, England, London, Dublin, Ireland, Berlin, Germany, Paris, France. It's all the same global propaganda. Sydney, Australia. So they're doing it. They're planning it. So we have to get ahead of it and speak out against it and say we're not going to buy it. And Hotez says, we're violent. We killed 200,000 people with our anti-vaccine aggression. Their shot didn't work. It's supposedly going to stop COVID. It didn't. And then the shots made all these people sick or die. And he just sits there as their spokesperson saying this. So I've got all the news on Tim Walz. And I've got all the news on the attacks on free speech and them wanting to arrest Elon Musk. And I've got all the news on the economy and breaking. Far left squad member Cori Bush loses in Missouri primary. That's good news. Biden administration declares war on plastic silverware as green obsession goes insane. We've got a lot of news to cover, but I also want to open the phones up on the subject of open discussion of UN and NATO troops in America an open discussion about how the left's going to trigger a civil war. They're out in the open. What do we do about it with peaceful civil disobedience and activism to put it on the front burner and get ahead of this with 90 days to the election? Because as you approach the election in 90 days, the rollout accelerates. And then it goes into overdrive when he's president-elect. And they had this plan on the shelf, and then Trump was able to beat him with a landslide in 2016. So it's, and then they went ahead and launched it, but it partially failed in Trump, under Trump. So now they've been in a holding pattern for 4 years with O'Biden, and they're going to try it again. They are trying it again right now. There's no doubt about that. So what do we do to get ahead of that right now? That's the big question. That's the big issue. Now, I got Roger Stone coming up in about in exactly 45 minutes. So I'm only going to put 8 calls on the board. That way I'll get to all of you before Roger. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this subject of civil unrest, martial law. What are the triggers for it? It's a huge subject area. Open discussion of UN troops in America. The Democrats say they're going to trigger a civil war. What do we do when people are openly running another criminal operation against us? Well, we spotlight who the bad guys are, and we get the governors and legislatures and attorney generals to take action, which they're doing, and we let the people that want to sit back in the shadows and punch the buttons and pull the strings know you're going to be held accountable. And that's how you stop them. All right. I want to, as we get ready to go to your calls at 877-789-2539 on this important subject, and I'll hit the other subjects as well. Roger joins us and more. Got a lot of clips, a lot of insanity from this Tim Walz guy. I knew who he was, and I'd covered him some, but my God, he was way worse than I thought. This guy is a globalist, thoroughbred, New World Order sicko. So we've got all that coming up. Elon Musk saying that Kamala Harris is a communist, which is what, in her words, she is, classic communist. We'll be looking at it all coming up here today. And people ask me, I saw it on X, a lot of questions, why did I have Jackson Hinkle on yesterday? I'm not a communist. I disagree with him on that big time, but he's an interesting reporter. He was down in Venezuela for 2 weeks. Let's get the other side. You're big boys and girls. I'm a big boy. You can hear the other side. If Maduro would come on the show, I'd have him on. Now, the left never wants to hear from the other side. I want to hear the different factions and perspectives here. But just because I have somebody on doesn't mean I agree with a lot of what they have to say. So let's be 100% clear about that. Now, since I mentioned it for posterity, here's a clip of almost 4 years ago when I was being set up along with Trump, and I got there trying to stop people from going into the Capitol. Here it is.
All right, everybody out of the way, because I got to try to get this crowd off there, because they're trying to provide a chair so Trump won't come.
Easy, watch the tree, watch the people sitting down.
So
this happened, but they're gonna, the Trump's not going to come when we've taken this over. We're not Antifa. We're not BLM. You're amazing. I love you. Let's march around to the other side, and let's not fight the police and give the system what they want. We won this election, and as much as I love seeing the Trump flags flying over this, we need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story. I'm going to march to the other side where we have a stage where we can speak and occupy peacefully. Tell everybody behind you, march to the other side. March to the other side. You guys are better. You guys are great. But the police provocateurs have caused the problem, and the police are throwing flashbangs. We don't want to have a Kent State here. So, I love you. We're saving the Republic. This is beautiful. But please tell everyone you know, march to the other side. March.
Start to make a pass for us back there.
We're going to march. Trump is going to speak over here.
And again, I didn't know at that time that he'd canceled going. So I was trying to, and I predicted they would kill Ashley Babbitt. I mean, they kill people, they did, right after this. But I did get a mass of people away from going in the building. For that, they tried to put me in prison. And Raskin, you know, interrogated me. It's, and of course, he destroyed the records of it. That all came out. So we should post this whole video, because the one that's viral on X was the one Jack Posobiec that day posted, because I was banned on X then. It's just one shot of me. We should post this whole 12-minute video. You know, what really happened on January 6th? Alex Jones releases what really happened on January 6th. We should call it that and put that out on X right now, and because it's important to get this out. All right. Jim, Corey, Josh, John, Hammer, Jeff, and others, we're going to start the next hour here soon. I want to hit some other news now. And I'll go right to your phone calls. Head of Roger Stone with big breaking news coming up. But I'm just going to say this again. We are in the most dangerous point in world history, not just American history right now. I need everybody to fight like your lives depend on it, to share the articles and share the videos. Real Alex Jones at Infowars.com/show and band out video. We barely stayed on air by the grace of God and your prayer. We're barely hanging on here. And if we don't have the funds, we will be shut down in the next few months. If we get the funds, there's a very good chance, without giving out strategy, that we're going to stay on air. By the grace of God. But I need you to make the decision to go, hey, I'm going to back one of the most important informative transmissions out there that the enemy hates. Plus, you get great products. So see it as a donation, but just get off the bench, get off the fence to the less than 1% that do buy the products. Thank you. You're the reason we're on air. And for all of you that have sat on the fence, I'm not mad at you, but I'm saying, what are you doing? You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. You need to get books and films and T-shirts and high-quality supplements. Like turmeric 95, it's so good for your whole body and your immune system and your inflammation. You need to get nitric boost. It's so good for your cardiovascular system with all the stuff that's going on. You need to get the Trump fight bulletproof shirt with that iconic image of him raising his fist. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. We have the InfoWars artwork gold cards that has the gold embedded in it. That is a fundraiser. That is at InfoWarsStore.com. All the InfoWars MD products are amazing. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the signed and unsigned books. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then our other great sponsor that helps fund InfoWars is DrJonesNaturals.com. And there is the Next Level Foundational Energy that's not a stimulant, but has a great clean stimulant effect that is an amazing game-changing product that you will love. It's at DrJonesNaturals.com. All the NanoSilver products, the NanoSilver Super Blue Toothpaste with the NanoSilver and the 300 parts per million silver bullet colloidal silver discounted. It's all there. The Kaba Chill that isn't a downer, but it relaxes you and gets you focused. Kaba Chill, Top Brains, an amazing nootropic. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. Just write down the URL, not doctor. You don't spell it out. Just drjonesnaturals.com. And the immune support's there. So many other amazing products. The concentrated fiber greens are the concentrates of the sprouts of a bunch of key different types of seeds. Like wheatgrass that does such great things for your guts and your whole immune system and body. The whole food multivitamin that is concentrated, super high quality, organic multivitamin. Rocket Rest is an incredible sleep aid, very strong. That's so good for your whole body and immune system. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. And with all the craziness going on, high quality storable foods ready to ship, lowest prices you're going to find for quality, highest quality water filtration, gravity fed systems, Alexa Pure, lowest price you're going to find on a quality unit like this. People see the ratings and go, wow, this is like the best filter you can get. How is it half the price of others? We just don't gouge you. Get the Alexa Pure. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 or DrJonesNaturals.com to support our sponsor. Those are the coordinates of liberty. To find the operation, get great products in the mail. See it as a donation, even if you don't want to take the products, which are amazing. You want the products. Take action now. I'm asking you. I'm in your hands. I'm firing the bat signal. All right. I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls. And then this Tim Walz character. We know he had the police stand down for 4 days. They could burn half the state. We know he said, I love socialism, and socialism's good, which is really just communism. We know his wife said she loved him burning down the cities and loved the smell of burning tires. What a demon. We know we got his mug shots and all the weirdness involved with him. We'll do the dive. Not a deep dive. A deep dive would take 5 hours. This guy, I've done the deep dive. This guy, I mean, just his obsession with cutting children's testicles off, little girls' breasts off, is next level. That's all coming up with this monster. And then the Elon Musk stack is important. MPs want to haul Elon Musk before Parliament after brazen UK riot post-Stoke tensions. He just exposed that the government stood down. The Islamists were starting him. Breaking, Trump to hold major interview with Elon Musk Monday. Elon Musk goes there, makes stunning admission on X. Kamala Harris is quite literally a communist. Right on cue, Britain's crazed leftists demand government shut down X, prosecute Elon Musk, and even compare platform to Nazi Germany. Are the authorities powerless to stop Tommy Robinson's online output, London Guardian? They say he's calling for violence, and they never show one quote. He's calling for the opposite. They are desperate, and they want violence, and they want to arrest those of us that are trying to stop it, and they're showing you the truth. That's why they want to shut down X. That's why they want to shut down Trump. That's why they want to shut down Elon Musk, because we're telling the truth. That's why they want to shut down Tucker Carlson. And that's why it's so important in this critical time that you obviously back the organizations and groups that will not back down and that are reaching tens of millions of people a day. Musk is reaching hundreds of millions. I'm reaching tens of millions. Tucker's reaching tens of millions. Joe Rogan's fully awake now, like I told you he was. So we've got a real shot at this, but it's so critical, every new person you reach, because if the election is such a landslide for Trump, it'll be too big to rig. And that's why they tried to kill him on July 13th, was because they know Trump's going to win. And if he does win, they're planning civil unrest and civil war. And that's coming up with your phone calls. These are incredible admissions of UN troops in America. Can you believe they're just admitting all of this? All right, we'll come back with hour number two. Please share the live link at Real Alex Jones, everybody you know, and those you don't know. Take action. You're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones now on X. You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.